The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and that is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Of course, the website's 820wwba.com. Get the live audio stream. The webcam's up and running. Let me see all the participants today here on the webcam. But what are we going to talk about today? Because at the end of the week, we try and hit the biggest topics of the week, and one of the biggest topics actually hit this morning. Dick Cheney, again and again and again. Like a boomerang, like a bad penny, he just keeps coming back over and over and over again. I've heard the song before, but he never gets tired of singing it. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. And a related issue, how did Obama and his administration and his national terror counterterrorist officer handle the underwear bomber? And, oh, did they Mirandize him too soon, to Mirandize or not to Mirandize? And we'll be bringing in some expert authority on that in just a little bit. If we get time to get to it, Harry Reid cuts back on the jobs bill. How many jobs are coming? How are they going to try and do it? We'll look at that. And we're also going to look at some stimulus money, at least one project. Stimulus money for iPods in Polk County. That's right, stimulus money for iPods in Polk County. It's chump change in the big scheme of things, $350,000. But we'll tell you about that in a little bit. But joining me in the studio today, after many weeks of being gone, he's back. And that's CJ.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, your president's black. Don't forget that.
And I hope he doesn't forget it.
And as one famous comedian says, who is black, she says, I'll always pimp that he's black, but the minute he does something wrong, then I'm going to pull out his white side. That mulatto is not doing well. You know how it goes. So, I mean, we got a lot. We can blame the black side or the white side, but he's our president. Don't forget that.
That's right. The president of the nation state, which ties into the second hour. Returning is Jacqueline Stevens. She's written the book States Without Nations, Citizenship for Mortals, and she's going to challenge pretty much every assumption, idea, theme, image, whatever you want to say about how you consider and observe the countries and nations and your citizenship. We'll look at all that. She's going to raise a lot of issues that some of you probably haven't even thought about. I don't know if I'd agree with much of anything, but I certainly look forward to an interesting conversation with her. You know, some stories, CJ, you just can't let go. And this one last week, I just have to read it again because it's like almost like a science fiction movie, almost like Avatar and Jurassic Park all rolled into one. DARPA is looking to rewrite the laws of evolution. Pentagon looks to breed immortal synthetic organisms with a molecular kill switch included. Pentagon science arm may come up with its most radical project yet. DARPA is looking to rewrite the laws of evolution to the military's advantage, creating, quote, synthetic organisms that can live forever or can be killed with the flick of a molecular switch. As part of its budget for next year, DARPA is investing $6 million into a project called Biodesign with the goal of eliminating the randomness of natural evolutionary advancement. DARPA wants the organisms to be fortified with molecules that bolster cell resistance to death so that lab monsters can ultimately be programmed to live indefinitely.
I think they already succeeded at that, haven't they? Aren't they vestiges of the Republican Party?
Come on.
Let's go back to, I think the first one
that
failed was Lee Atwater. I mean, he imploded and eventually was removed from Earth, but the vestiges of Karl Rove and Look at Sarah Palin. Aren't they part of DARPA's...
She's sort of a synthetic organism, too.
I think so. At least her breasts probably are. I mean, come on, look at it. Look at it from a male point of view for once. I mean, think about it.
Usually the way I look at things. But it sort of smooths out all that messy slavery stuff and mercy. Because we made them. We can kill them.
Sure. Well, that's where we're going. Of course we're going there because we can't actually work.
We can put them in a mine to work until they got black lung disease at 20.
Sure. We just remove the Mexicans and the people who are undocumented from Guatemala, and then we can. If people want to do because they're not humans, if we all know they're not humans because Jesus Christ is a U.S. citizen. He's not a citizen of the world. I didn't realize that, Henry, until I lived in this community. But you know, I'm starting to realize that. I mean, just because you don't have...
Is he a naturalized citizen?
Well, I don't know. He probably can't even be Jesus, because I'm sure the birthers would want to see his birth certificate. I mean, he was a Jew, I think, and I don't think he was really white. But, you know, I've been to churches where they show him as a white guy. But anyway, I mean...
Somehow that related.
Yeah, it all related. Of course it all related. But, you know, I don't know. I think that they've already succeeded with this program, this DARPA program, and I think the Republicans are well on the way. I mean...
Do they think they're going to make big old monsters that'll come and crush?
Yeah, of course.
Godzilla, Mothra.
They'll be working in our kitchens. Just think about it. You go to Carrabba's instead of undocumented. You'll have,
give them a pre-birth lobotomy genetically
They're
happy.
Our ditches. They'll wear our military uniforms. Maybe we'll give them citizenship. Maybe we won't. And then, of course, you can see the whole thing. DARPAs have... I guess we'll call them DARPers. They have rights, you know. Then it'll be the old
human race
thing.
In some ways
they
really is the cancer on the planet.
Of course they are. We're like fleas, man. At one point, very soon, the world is just going to shake its little body, and we're going to go flying. We're going to die. I mean, just like in Haiti and everywhere
else.
All
right, well, let's get to happy talk here.
Oh.
What could be more happy than getting a free iPod?
Legalizing marijuana?
No,
I don't know.
We're going to wait for California to vote on that.
California?
Yeah, they got it on the ballot.
Amen, brother. I think, who's the guy?
I guess next November we'll find out.
If you want to get rid of narcotraficos, make it legal.
They found out with the marijuana shops there in California, the price has actually gone up because since there isn't a penalty, more people are using it. When more people use it, there's greater demand.
No kidding. And they can tax. And you can grow it.
And I think, seriously, for a second, as seriously as we can get, they're only estimating on this initiative on the ballot that they can generate $1.2 billion in tax dollars, sales tax dollars.
No, we can't do that. God forbid we legalize something that's natural, that helps you healthy, makes you healthy, and you can and resolve your mental issues.
If you say you a pound, and I don't know what they're going, $200 an ounce, something like that? So let's just round it to $3,000 a pound, and a ton is $2,000. What's 2,000 times 3?
Don't ask me.
I think $1.2 billion is way low.
Yeah.
How much money do we generate in liquor?
You know, but the problem is, the other argument is the pharmaceutical industry will claim that their money will go down because they currently give us all kinds of drugs, technically, legally, but it's chemically induced, right? Nothing natural and wholesome. So they'll argue that, yeah, maybe marijuana sales will increase taxes, but then they'll just use all their garbage.
No, the corporations just come in and co-op it from the small growers.
Well, that would be fine, too. I mean, it's just that it is insane how our prisons and jails are loaded with people that shouldn't be there, and it's not addictive, like people say. And, a lot of people use it. They just, don't come out of the closet, so to speak, like gayness, There's a lot of
people. I thought
they
were growing it in their closet. Yeah, Isn't that the way it works now?
I wouldn't know, but I've been told.
I've read.
Back in the day.
All right, well, anyway, that's coming down the pipe, as they say. California, they've got it on the ballot as a constitutional amendment, and I have a feeling.
Remember the old 102.5 in the Tampa Bay area? Remember that radio station?
It's still here.
No, back in the day it was like 102.5. The Who. After this talk. Remember that to give you back memories.
866-977-4820.
The Wave.
866-977-4820.
You met some of those DJs.
All right, let's get to this next story quickly here. We got to get to a break pretty soon. Let's get to this story.
Cool, man.
And exhale. Just exhale, and let's get to the story. This is short.
Pretty cloudy in here.
Now, we get all this criticism of the stimulus bill. And the fact is that every major country on the planet because we were in the financial meltdown, had a stimulus.
Stimulus bill?
Yes, a stimulus bill. Whether it was France or Germany or China or Japan, they all did deficit spending, borrowed money.
Of course.
Flooded the country
you have
with
to.
Money. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But people say you can't spend yourself into prosperity.
Sure,
well,
you can.
Yes, you can.
You can't spend and make. If you don't spend, you don't make a dollar. If you don't spend your money in advertising, look, from a guy who owns a business, if you don't spend money to make money, you ain't going
to
make money.
But you have to spend it smartly.
Yeah, of course.
So,
you can't just throw it
which
away.
China has done, they pumped a bunch of money. Their imports were down 25%.
Right.
Down 25%. They had 40 million unemployed all of a sudden.
Right.
So they started shoveling money to the people in their country. Their idea was, well, if they have the money, they'll buy the stuff that we would have been exporting.
Hello.
It worked.
Hello.
Their economy grew at 15%.
Yeah, it's because they have a billion people sitting around with making minimum,
right.
sub-minimum wage.
They're actually going to tighten up credit because it worked too good.
Absolutely.
And all the other little Asian Pacific countries are all depressed now because they were expecting China to pull them out, too.
Yeah.
But China's like, we're okay.
No,
we're okay.
And
we don't care about you.
Not only that, the communists, and I hate to tell you my favorite
darn
Cuban
good
friends. Yeah, those communists, which are more communistic, that killed U.S. soldiers. Oh, we don't want to get down that road, even though they're our number one trading partner. They're going to get a little ticked off when they give all this liberty and money to their citizens, and it helps the economy. But maybe those guys
well,
are going to start thinking like
our
capitalists.
Stimulus package, and Nick is going crazy because he wants to get to break, I know. But our stimulus package could have been as good as the Chinese. But somehow, with this Democratic Congress and administration, the Republicans wouldn't have done anything. The Democrats do something, and they can't execute. Listen to this. Now, this is just a tiny thing. $350,000. Chump change. You can find it under the cushions of the U.S.
Sure,
Congress.
Sure.
The Polk County School District is giving away iPods to some parents. The school district is using the device to reward parents of children with disabilities who fill out a 10-minute online survey. The district wants to know how well it's connecting with the parents and how to get parents involved in their children's education. The district is spending about $350,000 in federal stimulus money for the iPods.
I'm going to buy Mac stock, obviously.
The district has more than 10,000 students with disabilities. Now, how does buying the iPods put anybody to work because they aren't manufactured in our country?
What is manufactured
well,
in our country?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it, if you really wanted to use the money for stimulus, and you think you have to pay a parent $350 to fill out a 10-minute survey so their child will get a better education, well, if you believe that, why not just send $350 checks to all the parents and let them spend it around Polk County?
That makes a lot more sense to me. Well,
yeah.
But then you've never been elected, have you, Henry?
866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. If you want to get in on this, when we come back,
speaking about
getting elected,
ooh.
I'm going to take matters into my own hands on getting this Petraeus for President campaign underway.
Money.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
You're sitting in traffic, knowing what's coming up next because it's the same thing every day.
Yes!
Flip it to 8:20 a.m. WWBA for the big show.
I like the morning show. Keep us laughing.
I laugh a lot.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, your host, along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker of the best morning show in town. Local and national news, lots of laughs, and unlike our direct competition,
the hosts are not allowed to fall asleep on the air.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM, WWBA.
Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-428-5807. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit cards and are working now but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt Free Stimulus today at 1-800-428-5807. Get your life back on track. You deserve it. 1-800-428-5807. 1-800-428-5807.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. CJ in the studio today. We want to remind you about the podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. Henry Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S, .podomatic.com. And you can send emails. You can put comments up about the shows. A new feature I just added this week is the weekly interview I do with the Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America nationally syndicated radio show. It's from the show on the weekend that's syndicated over 75 stations. There's an excerpt of my weekly interview there. I thank him for the opportunity to do that. It's up there if you want to listen to it. Sometimes I know what he's going to ask me. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just shoot from the hip. Sometimes I shoot myself in the foot. Find out for yourself. Well, I understand that General Petraeus, soon to be President Petraeus, has a lot on his plate right now, trying to run the global war on control of the world's natural resources that were underway, and a lot of high-pressure corporations are demanding that he get busy and secure their profits for the coming century. But still, General Petraeus, I am here. I have self-declared myself as your campaign manager for Petraeus in 2012. And even with caller Lawrence being practically down the hallway from you in your undisclosed location where you live, he's not done anything to put you in touch with me. Your staff hasn't done anything to put you in touch with me. So it's time to take matters into my own hands. And CJ, you ask, what do you plan on doing, Henry? Well, I knew you would ask that.
What do you plan on doing, Henry?
I think it's time we set up the campaign website. You know, campaign can have, be good without a good website.
Now, do you need to have his permission, or can you just do
that? I've already on GoDaddy.com right now. We got to get these domains named before somebody steals my idea. Let's see. I'm going to try PetraeusForPresident.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click the button.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken.
Petraeus for President is taken? How many Petraeuses are there that are running for president?
I don't know. Let me try Petraeus in 2012. And see what happens there. Mm-hmm. Click the button. And I misspelled it.
Hold it. You know, I bet you.
I better put a...
Is it there?
Well,
no.
I better try again because I put left the R out. We'll try again. PETRAEUSNIN.
2012.
Enter.
What's happening in 2012? The presidential election. Is it?
It's already taken.
Really? I bet you could get Reigns 2012 or Reigns for president.
What's another good one we should try?
General?
How about Big Dave in 2012? Oh, I like that
Big
one.
Dave.
It's got a ring. Big Dave in 2012. Hit enter. It's available for just $10.69. I have to consider this one.
Big Dave.
Big Dave in 2012. I like it.
Mm.
How about, well, maybe you don't like it. I can tell.
Mm.
No. We'll try one more and then move on.
I'm not very big on military guys.
How about
like
General?
That.
This is the one you suggested.
Yeah,
General Petraeus in 2012. I get that right? Whoops. Backspace.
You don't put military guys in charge. You know that. They work for these civilians.
I keep losing the R. Ah, darn it. Well, we'll have to come back to this on another time. Hmm. What do you mean, put military guys in charge?
Don't want
George
military.
Washington, Andrew Jackson,
exactly.
General Eisenhower.
Exactly. What did Eisenhower warn everybody about? The insider. I mean, come on. Oh, my word. I mean, come on. You don't put military men in charge. They work for the civilians. That's the checks and balances that makes the country great. When you put military in charge, you're going towards a dictatorship.
What do you mean? We've got Admiral Blair running our National Intelligence Directorship.
They report to
General Jones is our National
civilian.
Security
they
advisor.
Should they're good people to have. I'm not saying you shouldn't have the military involved, but they're not supposed to be running the show. It's a fatal mistake for democracy to have the military running the show. It's
right,
not
well,
good.
Your calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Speaking of the military, we'll talk about how they're running the so-called war on terror. Yeah, right. Lawrence, good afternoon. Hey, you get General Petraeus on the line for me yet?
I'm on hold, but I'll let you know.
Okay, because tell him Big Dave in 2012 is available on the for our website right now.
I think Lawrence for 2012. Lawrence in 2012.
Possibly, but I do have military experience, and you want somebody that doesn't.
No. I didn't say you had to have been null and void. It depends. I mean, you don't want
okay.
a general
well,
in charge.
How about a community organizer? Is that good enough?
Well, that'll work because it absolutely has worked recently. So
yeah. There's a great one there.
Mm-hmm.
Great example.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, go ahead.
You can also have black people as president.
Come on, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour. I want you to get your point in.
I wanted to ask you about the recent Supreme Court ruling that you, CJ, and I assume the host is not pleased with. Is that correct?
Which one? Which ruling?
The campaign.
Yes, the campaign finance thing.
Well, you know, at least
I think it's a bad ruling.
Well, but you know what? They're doing it anyway. At least that'll be on the table.
It's on steroids
very,
now.
Very astute there, CJ. It sounds like you're leaning my way again, and I would reference today's front page of the New York Times.
All right.
Okay, corporate donors buy access and push agendas at lavish events in Black Caucus, a fundraising powerhouse.
The whole problem in our country is special interest. It's money that comes from overseas.
This allows you to take it directly from the corporate treasury.
Yeah.
Corporations and just one sentence in this two-page article from 2004 to 2008, the Congressional Black Caucus political and charitable wings took in at least $55 million in corporate and union contributions.
Sure, they did. If they're going to play, they got to pay. They got. You know,
Lawrence,
that's right.
The thing is, Lawrence, listen. You asked about it, and since CJ won't. Salt you with the answer like I will, that's because they can take the money directly from their company treasury and spend it directly on the campaign for one candidate or another. They can also funnel, foreign companies can funnel money through their U.S.
Right.
subsidiary.
They do it anyway, Henry.
No, but they can't put the kind of money they can now.
Well,
how much would Exxon Mobil spend?
At least, forget the Black Caucus. They do it. Everybody does it, and they've been doing
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
They've
so
always
the
been doing it.
CJ?
Now it's going to be more in the open. That's all. And maybe the people can decide. You're a prostitute. You're a whore.
That's right. But
it's not going to be any more in the open than it is now.
It's being painted.
It's going to be on steroids. There's going to be more money than ever before.
Good. So let's start a political campaign business and take their money and do TV commercials for both sides.
Have a constitutional amendment that says
right,
the corporations
right.
are not natural persons. They're
that,
artificial
I would agree.
Persons.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that, Henry. That's the only way you remove it. But I think the Supreme Court is trying to interpret based on what is there, right? And I can understand their point, and I can also understand what you just said. I agree. The idea that a corporation is like a human being is baloney to me, but it is.
And is a union a human being?
Same for unions.
Same
they're
thing.
Not natural
okay, same
persons.
Thing there, right.
I think, we're for people, aren't we? You're for people, I'm for people.
I agree. I'm just pointing out a hypocrisy yet again.
They're all hypocrites.
Who's
no
hypocrisy?
Hypocrites?
They're all hypocrites.
Well, okay, that's right. They're all hypocrites, and so no more.
Are you talking to them on the radio show?
No,
are you talking to us?
Henry, I want Lawrence to run because, you know, I'm going to back you, Lawrence.
Well, thank you.
We're all going to get behind Lawrence and push.
No,
I appreciate that, CJ.
No, I'm serious. Get off your butt and run for something. Change the world, Lawrence. Cause
I have been.
Good.
Oh, he's been calling us.
No.
Thank you, Lawrence.
No.
We got to run.
No, he's talking to people. Leave Lawrence alone.
What's the bottom of the hour break?
Oh, well, that's why you push him out of here.
Corporations need their commercial time. Free speech.
All right.
Free speech. Well, not quite so free.
You're right. Corporations aren't people, are they? They screw people.
Do they have feelings?
No, they don't. You can't. You know, if you can cut their head off and they bleed, then I guess they would be people. But they don't.
Once they get the synthetic organisms.
Corporations. Hey, just watch Avatar.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. 3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6th year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
It's the Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. I am Henry Raines, and CJ's in the studio here
and
today.
I am not Henry Raines.
No mistaking that. I do want to say a quick mention on the commercial break for Canada Med Service. I actually had my first experience as a customer theirs because of the 7 years they were sponsoring me. I managed to avoid doctors and prescription medication.
You're finally using Viagra. Good to hear that. They'll get it cheaper, I'm sure.
That's true. They will get it cheaper, but the... Actually, I don't think I can because the blood pressure medicine I'm taking would conflict with it.
You know, I've never met one man that admits to taking Viagra or Cialis or any of those drugs. No, not one. Number one drug sold in America. Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
So,
are you taking
blood pressure medicine?
I need to now. And I can't see worth a darn.
I'd gone through a few different with my doctor, and he finally prescribed one of the newer ones for me. It's gotten great results. Gave me a couple months of...
Blood pressure medicine?
Yeah, reducing my blood pressure.
Just making sure I got the right drug.
Yeah. I'll say what it is. It's Benicar. Anyway, it's a new way of treating the problem. Anyway, he gave me a couple months of samples, so I'm going along happy about it all. I go to the pharmacy when I finally have to get a prescription on my own, and it's $208 a month. So in other words, $2,500 a year to treat blood pressure. I went to Canada Med Services, and they saved me 65% off the U.S. price. So keep that in mind. A little thing. Personal testimony. Anyway, Dick Cheney had come out today and was on This Week, and I bet our next caller may even be aware of this. Let's go right to her. 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820 to get your opinion heard. Good afternoon, Ms. Christine.
Hello, Henry and CJ.
Always an honor.
I did not get to watch the interview with Vice President Cheney on This Week. I saw it advertised, but I didn't have a chance to watch it. What was he criticizing Obama about, the trial being held in a federal court instead of the military tribunal?
That was one of the sub-complaints. The big complaint was that the Obama administration is not taking the war on terror seriously. That's his words.
Too many
I don't
rights.
Even accept that
Too
term.
Many rights.
That he is not prosecuting it to the fullest extent. He's not. And the point that the questioning was, well, they ran off a laundry list of things being done and said, well, actually, President Obama's pretty much just continuing the policies of President Bush.
Yeah, isn't Gates still the Secretary of Defense?
Little cosmetic stuff.
Isn't Gates still the Secretary of Defense? Did
That's
I miss
right.
something? I mean, there's a whole article in Time magazine about Gates. He's been through six administrations, still running the show with Bush and still running it now. How's it any different?
CIA, former CIA director running the show. And
how's it any different?
General Petraeus at CENTCOM, everything's fine. What do you think, Christine?
Well, I've always said about former Vice President Cheney, at one time when he was criticizing President Obama about mistakes, and we know during the Bush and Cheney administration about what happened at Tora Bora, I've always said it's like the pot criticizing the kettle.
Well,
you know what you do? You know what you do, Christine? If you're
yes.
President Obama and he keeps this up going on TV, you say, you know, by generally, for current presidents don't prosecute former chiefs of staff and presidents and vice presidents. But if you keep this up, you know, I'm going to have to revisit that because I'm sure Cheney, particularly Cheney, has been involved in so much illegal activity as vice president. It's ridiculous.
I may have views about whether a military tribunal would be better, but on that point, we can all have different opinions on that.
Well, if you really want to follow the rule of law, the military commissions, because of decisions by the Supreme Court, it's the Military Commission Act of 2006 that actually creates the legal framework for it. The ones they created before
yes.
were ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. So since all this happened prior to 2006...
Yeah.
If you want to follow the rule of law, it needs to be done in the criminal courts like all the other terrorists.
Why are they scared of a criminal court?
Well, let me make one other point here. Now, even with the military commissions, you have to pick that person up outside the United States
yes.
to use there. There is a movement in Congress now to make them
change the law.
Anywhere.
Well, change the law. But here, why
exactly.
are they scared? Listen, as a guy who's actually won murder trials and defended a lot of people, what's wrong with the criminal courts? Generally speaking, if you're guilty and law enforcement has done their job, and that's the issue there, they'll be convicted. They will be convicted. They will be convicted.
As 190 some odd have been.
And since we are a democratic nation, hopefully a just people that consider themselves not
well,
like those extremists.
Well, they get their Miranda rights.
Well, give them the rights. That's who cares. He was on an airplane. Let me tell you, as an expert, I will deem myself an expert having handled thousands of criminal cases and working in these courts in this area and actually won murder cases, all right? I will promise you, with the evidence they have, they will convict them. They will convict them. So why is everybody paranoid about giving him a fair trial? You are innocent till proven guilty. Run him through the system, and if you were in the state of Florida, it'd be 6 months he'd be on trial. Max. Put him through the system, convict him, and if you want to execute him then. Fine. But give him a trial like everybody else deserves. Don't do it in New York City. Do it in some desert. As a matter of fact, if you want to make sure he's guilty, put him in a southern state and see what the jurors will do to him. I mean, don't put him in a liberal state.
Put him where it's cost-effective to do it.
No, put him in a state that they execute people on regular places, like Florida. Put him in Manatee County, where I guarantee
New York
there will
City
be
too.
No Islamic people, no blacks, no whites on the jury.
Well, right now,
I mean, only whites on the jury, and you'll
right,
be convicted.
Let's
period.
Christine, get her chance to get back in here.
Well, I could see what the concern is about the Miranda rights. If you tell him he has the right to remain silent, and there was some vital information that they needed to get, then you're going to have a double-edged sword on
no, but that's a deal you can make with them, because you're going to execute him, and you're going to say, like they do today, this is nothing new. Forget the Miranda. They're going to tell Miranda they should give Miranda. The question is when to do it. So he doesn't talk. Big deal. There's more than enough evidence to convict him. Then you go to him and go, you're his attorney, and you say, look, we got you on the plane. We got 50 witnesses, 100 of them, with a bomb in your underwear. You try to ignite it. Hello, he's guilty. Forget Miranda. He's going to be convicted, period. Anybody has a doubt
right, well,
about that crazy?
Let's take
so
the more
you go to him and you say, look, you're going to be executed. As a matter of fact, you're going to be done in the most horrific way that the law will allow. So why don't you cooperate and tell me what's going on? Because if he will cooperate, you might save his life. And then you'll get real information rather than torturing him.
In the more general sense. Because people have their concept of Miranda from watching cop shows on TV.
Right.
Well, Henry,
yes.
Changing the subject slightly.
Well, I'm sorry, Christine. I hate to say no to you, but I want to finish this point.
But I want to hear what she has to say, too.
We're going to get to Christine.
All right.
So there are other decisions and rulings that have been made about the Miranda rights other than that very original one back in the 60s that said you needed to tell them. And in some jurisdictions...
The penalty, when you don't invoke Miranda and you get a confession and you should have given a Miranda... What happens in a criminal court is that the judge will not allow that evidence to be introduced before the jury. So if they admit that they had a gun and they tell you where the gun is, then the argument by defense counsel is that gun cannot be used in evidence. Doesn't mean he can't be convicted. So by giving Miranda, I mean, it's not going to harm the case. There's a lot of ignorant people that think they know what all they're helping.
Let's educate the audience for a little bit here, because there's some things that have been decided. In 2004, the Supreme Court said, general questions, who are you, when were you born, where do you live, things like that.
You can ask a lot of stuff.
You can ask.
Yes.
And they also, in some jurisdictions, a detention is different from an arrest.
Well,
you can detain a person.
Let me give you an idea,
Henry. Ask them all the questions you want.
The smart cop doesn't talk Miranda. What you do is, like, I'll give you an example in a murder case. You put the guy in the car, and you drive him from wherever you are to, say, the police station, and you just converse. If the guy says in the car, before Miranda, oh, man, I killed the guys, and the body is over here, or the gun's over here. That all comes in. But when you're on custodial interrogation, when you put him in a situation where he's locked down and he's got cops everywhere and he's in that room, custodial interrogation, now Miranda becomes a valid point. So if you have law enforcement that is trained properly, that's the big question. And that was the issue I heard today when there were discussions where they gave Miranda too soon. I would agree only in the sense that if you have Miranda in play, the key is custodial interrogation. I don't know why I just thought of that. It's been so long since I thought about it. But that's the key to trigger that. So
custodial is you've decided to arrest him?
Well, it's how you're... if you're like, you can't leave, you're surrounded.
If you're just talking and technically you haven't decided that
you're
going to arrest him...
And you haven't given Miranda, right? You can get all the information you want. So that becomes the argument. Did it occur or not? So smart law enforcement will get away with it 99% of the time. The Nimrods won't.
And one bit of trivia, beginning in 2009, some detainees captured in Afghanistan have been given their Miranda rights.
Well, what's nothing wrong with that?
We got 2 minutes.
You're going to find the guy. They are guilty as hell. They've got 80,000 witnesses. Who cares about Miranda?
Well, they're talking about the general sense of the next person. Christine, what do you want to go to now?
Well, Henry, I wanted to comment about your campaign to have General Petraeus run for president in
2012.
2012,
baby. 2012.
It isn't. And I'm not putting General Petraeus down in any way by what I'm about to say. It isn't always a guarantee a retired general will win. Look what happened to Wesley Clark. His campaign got nowhere.
And he was a good guy.
Well, that's why I want to run him in both the Republican and Democratic.
Can that be done?
They're going to run him as a non-party, as an independent type guy.
That would be very interesting. He appears at the Republican convention and then he goes to the Democratic.
That's right. We're going to unify the country.
I have to tell everybody, the numbers of R's are depleting and so are D's. We're becoming a nation of who gives
that's
a darn.
Okay, as long as he's on both those lines on the ballot, we'll get the job done. I'll take him right to the top, like I have with so many other campaigns.
How's he going to do a debate himself?
I've streamlined the process, Christine. He can already, by August, by the Republican convention,
yes.
Or is it Democrat, the last one? Anyway, by the time the conventions are done, we'll be... Putting the cabinet in place.
I think a non-party guy wins. That's it. I mean, it's just that simple. I think he runs as a non-party.
Christine, you got 30 seconds.
Well, I remember what happened to the late Admiral Stockdale. When Ross Perot picked him as a running mate, he wasn't physically probably able to really handle it, and some people were making fun of him, and I thought it was a terrible thing to do to the man.
Where's Ross Perot? Where is Ross Perot when we need him? This is when we need Ross Perot. Gosh darn. We need Ross Perot, and I got the charts to show why Ross Perot can win right now who's given a choice or chance.
Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Henry, and
thank you.
CJ.
Always an honor.
Bye.
Hey, I think Lawrence and Ross Perot, I'm telling you,
one
Ross
more
Perot,
time.
A third-party outside guy.
877-480-8620.
Government for the people.
Can I say this one time without stepping on me?
No, I'm not Henry Rain.
866-977-4820.
You're allowed to step on.
Get your voice heard.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HURT by accident.com. 1-888-280-HURT.
personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
Been hurt by accident, and it wasn't your fault. You should know that not all negligence claims end in going to court. Most accident claims are settled out of court. And just because you have insurance doesn't mean that you will be covered for your injuries. Health insurance won't pay you for lost wages. Health insurance won't pay to fix your car or even get your rental car if you need one. Hi, I'm attorney C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been helping accident victims get compensated for injuries caused by the negligence of others. And we do it for free, meaning there is no fee or cost to you unless we recover for you. Some attorneys charge you for their costs, not us. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll free, at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT. At the law firm of Zion and Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
As fear and uncertainty dominate many cable TV and radio talk shows, our hosts are thoughtful, focused, informative, and fair. There are things we need to do. Watch our spending, get our credit card debt paid down. We need to talk responsibility, and we need to watch our actions. We also need a good teacher, a coach. We're the only station to bring you Dave Ramsey for 2 hours every day, 2 to 4. He's on cable TV news shows all day, and he's on News Talk 820 every day. He's a resource. Listen, take notes. Let's get through this together. Together.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents A Word from Mike Rowe.
Save.
Thank you. For Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, this has been a word from Mike.
Wait a minute. That's not all I wanted to say. I wanted to talk about the service departments at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. You know, I wanted to talk about trust, confidence, expertise.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Look, the people I know want to keep their cars running as well as they can for as long as they can. It makes sense, right? Well, the way you do that is you take care of it at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
And?
Right, and save. You can also save there.
The Works Fuel Saver Package is a Motocraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil and Filter Change, Tire Rotation, and Comprehensive Multi-Point Inspection, including Battery Test, Check of Belts and Hoses, Fluid Top-Off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
Can't beat that with a stick. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or visit GenuineService.com for mail-in rebate details through 3/27/10.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA, the website for the station, 820WWBA.com, podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com, and in the next hour, we'll be speaking with Jacqueline Stevens, author of States Without Nations, Citizenship for Mortals, but to follow up on this theme that Dick Cheney laid on the American people this morning on ABC. You know, CJ, it's all focused around the underwear bomber, although he talks a lot about the greater the nation at war. You know, we've always had threats. You know, we're in Uzbekistan and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia, Djibouti, Yemen. We're all over the place. And all these people that talk about the Constitution, you know, where is the Constitution on all this? But what I really want to talk about is what happened 2 weeks ago, because I think you've probably heard on the news programs and the talking heads, they're always talking about, and Dick Cheney too, the failure of President Obama and his administration to protect us from the underwear bomber. They didn't connect the dots.
What do you mean they didn't connect the dots?
We know
that's said over and over again. They connected the dots.
And why did the media not tell us about the January 27th hearing, where Undersecretary for Management of the State Department, Patrick Kennedy, said, in the case of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, on the day following his father's November 19th visit to the embassy, we sent a cable to Washington intelligence and the law enforcement community through proper channels that he was involved in Yemeni extremists. He also confirmed that U.S. intelligence agents received warnings that he was training.
They knew it all.
At the same time, the consular section entered Abdulmutallab into the consular lookout and support system,
Henry,
known as CLASS.
Henry.
They won't
They won't let a Mexican give the narrative to the audience. They will not let a Mexican get a visa.
Narrative analysis.
They will not allow a Mexican to get a visa, but they give it to this guy. Tell me why.
Well, I wanted to help the audience know that the administration did everything according to procedures and plan. The CLASS entry resulted in a lookout. That was all done. And then he also said that the State Department will revoke the visa of any individual who's a threat to the United States, but we do take one preliminary step. This is a direct quote from the Kennedy, the spokesperson for the State Department. We ask our law enforcement and intelligence community partners, do you have eyes on this person, and do you want us to let this person proceed under your surveillance so that you may potentially break a larger part? He continued, and one of the members of the intelligence committee and would be glad to give you that out of open session, in other words, in a closed session of Congress, in private, says, please do not revoke this visa. We have eyes on this person. We are following this person who has the visa for the purpose of trying to roll up an entire network, not just one person. All right, so they said, let him on the plane, let him into the U.S. He was being followed all this time through one of the intelligence services. We don't know exactly which one. And in fact, he was supposed to be, upon arriving in Detroit, U.S. Customs and Border Protection had prepared to interrogate Abdulmutallab upon arrival in Detroit as he was on the Terrorist Identities Data Mart Environment Database. So we have the intelligence services following him. We have the State Department saying, you want us to keep him off? And they go, no, let him in the country.
Of course they are. Of course they are, Henry. Well, of course you know why. And you knew this day one because they won't give visas to average guys. Are they giving it to a guy that's a terrorist, that the dad comes in and tells them they're terrorists?
If they don't want to tip off the network, that's the real reason. I'm asking you a question now. If that's the real reason.
They're checking them out.
Then wouldn't they wind up tipping him off as soon as ICE pulled him over for questioning?
They're following him. I don't know what they
Maybe they wanted him to.
They wanted him to get on the aircraft. All I'm going to go back is, remember whenever I was here, we talked about Avatar and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, the deal is this. Remember, when Obama says we're going to expand our role in Afghanistan, a lot of people said, oh, no. That's not the change we voted for. This is crap. They stayed quiet, but there was rumblings. This is what happens in Massachusetts afterwards. And what happens? Every administration, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, in between, every government in the world, when you're weak, what do you need? You need fear. You need to create something to give you the ammunition, so to speak, to go forward with a ridiculous plan.
It almost sounds like you're saying that they wanted him in the country so they would have an excuse to expand the war in Yemen.
Hello. Of course they had to have some. I don't know if it's Obama and the White House, but somebody clearly wants this guy to get on the plane, wants him to, like, be caught. I think it was a successful terrorist attack because they didn't blow anybody up. He didn't hurt anybody except for a little burn marks on one guy. And it
Great balls of fire.
Yeah, and it succeeded in its plan to mobilize America to spend more money as the proxies of you guess who, right? To defend Saudi Arabia and
Blackwater,
interests, yes,
all
multinational,
of them.
Right, exactly. And somebody made it happen. Is it the White House? I don't know. Obviously, we don't know, but
I will now make a speculation to you. It seems to me that this president has been boxed in and cornered into following a policy by maneuvers of, let's see, General McChrystal, who criticized the plan openly in London.
Is Obama being manipulated like Bush was? Is Cheney really running the White House?
The leaks from the office of our next president, General Petraeus.
Is Gates running it?
The CIA.
Is there a connection between the previous administration?
Do you think the fact that they sent him a picture of John F. Kennedy that influenced his decision-making?
Well, you may laugh, but, you know, I was in Costa Rica a few weeks back, and I go to the Teatro Nacional, and the guy says he spoke to Vice President Biden when he was there just a couple months ago. He said the first attempt on Kennedy's life was right there in Costa Rica at the Teatro Nacional. They had a sniper. So any of that is possible, Henry. That's only my point. It's all possible. Somebody is manipulating the process. They knew that guy was a terrorist. His daddy told him they were terrorists. They gave him a visa. He got on the plane. They knew he was going to do that. Somebody knew it, and they allowed it to happen. You tell me why, but you've given me lots of reasons why. But
what do we know?
Nothing. We're dumb.
We just
expand the war in Afghanistan.
We can hardly connect dots here in this studio.
I can't. I've
got one story, especially that I picked out for CJ, because his favorite movie of the year?
Avatar.
Palestinian protesters pose as Navi from Avatar. Palestinian protesters have added a colorful twist to demonstrations against Israel's preparation barrier, some call the apartheid wall, painting themselves blue and posing as characters from the hit film Avatar.
I'm blue.
The demonstrators also donned long hair and loincloths Friday for the weekly protest against the barrier near the village of Belen. They equated their struggle to the intergalactic one portrayed in the film.
I've always said, if you really want to change the world, do it through comedy, stand-up comedy, and film. Because running for office and speaking the truth, you're going to be called a communist and anti-American or whatever. So, I think it's brilliant. See how the impact of a film...
But if you follow it all the way through...
Whether it's correct or not, people are looking at it.
I'm putting in the movie because you watched the movie and I only know the summary of the
you
movie.
You haven't seen the movie?
My family's seen the movie.
You haven't seen the movie?
They went to the movie without me.
We're going to collect money to send Henry Reyes to see Avatar.
All right, but before we get to the top of the hour
I'm going to give you $8.50 to go to the theater and see it today.
By myself?
Yes!
By myself on Valentine's Day.
I'll give you a lot of popcorn. You'll be there with the rest of the lonely guys.
Were they really following the plot of Avatar?
Oh.
Wouldn't there be somebody from the Israeli military as an avatar in the group of Palestinian protesters to help them succeed?
You do not think that there is military intelligence or military presence in the Palestinian...
Which one of those blue people is the
Israeli? Hold it. There are. Come on. The Israeli military is some of the finest fighting force in the world. Them and back in the day, the South Africans, back when they controlled everything. They're the biggest and blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't think there's some Palestinians in there that aren't really Israeli? That have donned those machines, got in there, and are walking around like Palestinians, and they're really Jews? Come on.
On the other side of the break.
Come on.
On the other side
it's
of the break.
Just like Avatar.
We're going to speak with Jacqueline Stevens, States Without Nations, Citizenship for Mortals. Quick preview.
Who's our chief of staff?
Her suggestions.
Who's our chief of staff?
Abolish birthright citizenship. Abolish inheritance. Abolish marriage. This is going to be interesting.
Abolish it all, baby.
On the other side. On the Henry Reyes Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
I come apart, baby, but now I'm fine. I'm checking troubleshooting, moving down the line. I come apart, baby, but that's okay, cause trouble man, don't get in my way. I come apart, baby.
News Talk AM 820.